Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderflow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. You know, we took a break last week, was feeling a bit under the weather, feeling a bit better this week, so we are back into it. Now, earlier this week, as I was taking my son to school, I noticed a dead animal in the middle of the road. Now, this isn't an unusual occurrence, being a little farther out of town where we live. Possum, raccoon, squirrel, occasionally a cat, and rarely a deer are seen on the side of the road. A victim of oncoming traffic. I mean, lately on our road, we're like maybe 500 yards from our front door. There's a dead raccoon on the side of the road here. I'm waiting for the county to come through and with their roadkill crew and come through and clean stuff up. I mean, we got possum and you know, all kinds of things right now. I think right now is like mating season for a lot of these animals. So they're out gallivanting around during mating season. But this animal that I saw on this particular morning was something that I had not seen around here before, and it was a coyote. Now, it's not a dog. It was a coyote, okay? Because I've seen pictures of coyotes. It wasn't a dog. It was, you know, it had the gray and the brown. It had the wolf-like ears. I mean, it was a coyote, a very, very thin coyote. So it didn't look like it had eaten very much. But it was definitely a coyote. And here in the state of Michigan, we do have coyotes. I went to the state of Michigan's website just to verify. And you're going to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Lex Talk Insurance. You go to our blog. If you have me listening later on, just go in the upper left and type in other than collision coverage, and it'll bring you to our blog post for today. And I've got a link to one of the links that I'm going to share during this podcast, and it'll take you to the state of Michigan's website about coyotes. Coyotes are here in Michigan. And apparently, according to the webpage on the state of Michigan's website, dealing with coyotes, that this time of year is mating season. So that's why this particular animal was out and about. It's mating season for them. This unfortunate animal was caught in the middle of the night or after dark, and unfortunately lost its life. Due to oncoming traffic. Now, I bring this up to talk about the other than collision or comprehensive coverage on your auto policy. Now, this coverage applies to losses that don't occur in conjunction with another motor vehicle or are outside of your control. The most common losses people think of are glass breakage. That would be like your windshield breakage. Fire, theft, vandalism, flying or falling objects, and of course, animal damage. I've talked about this before. I've had all types of animal damage. I've had mice that have chewed leather seats in someone's vehicle. I've had wild turkeys run out into the road and dent someone's passenger door. Just come full bore out of the woods as somebody's driving by and put a big old dent and scrapes into somebody's passenger side door. That was a comprehensive loss. I've had so many deer collisions, I could probably count on, I couldn't even count on my fingers and toes in the last 20 plus years that I've been doing it, with people that have had deer collisions that I've taken information on. I've had horse claims, I've told this one before, it's unbelievable, horses out west in Utah that had chewed up every piece of rubber, every piece of plastic on an insured's pickup truck as they were, and this is wild horses, when they were out west and went hiking and came back to their vehicle and saw a bunch of wild horses. Oh, honey, look at the wild horses all around our truck. Isn't that so cute? And they came up and found that every piece of rubber that was on or around their vehicle had been chewed up, including the steering wheel. The horses, they had left their windows rolled down and the horses had stuck their heads in the vehicle and had been chewing on the steering wheel for one reason or another. I've had birds go through windshields, pheasants, you know, all kinds of animal losses. Dogs, unfortunately, have had people that have hit dogs that have damaged vehicles. It's unfortunate. So all kinds of animal damage that have been covered by the other than collision or comprehensive coverage on their auto policy. Now I did, I've got another article here that I want to share with you. Last year in 2023, there were 1.8 million vehicle versus deer collisions. And according to the statistics, the odds here in the state of Michigan that 1 in 60 drivers would get into a collision with a deer. So the likelihood of being here in the state of Michigan, the likelihood of you getting into a deer collision is 1 in 60. The worst state would be West Virginia. And the likelihood of getting into a deer collision in West Virginia would be 1 in 38. That's amazing. Now, you may be asking about the cost. The cost for other than collision or comprehensive coverage varies based on the vehicle and deductible chosen. Of course, the more expensive the vehicle, the more expensive the coverage. Windshields nowadays are costing upwards of $1,500 or more. Because of the embedded technology and need for calibration equipment. Like, for example, I had a client that had a 2016-2017 Honda CR-V. And that ended up, that was a good, I think that was a $1,500 windshield. And, you know, there was the price of the glass. And then she had the lane. She had like the lane assist, the lane assist camera, and collision detection. And then there was something else that was connected with the windshield that had to be calibrated. So there are a couple of things that needed to be calibrated. And nowadays, with the windshield replacement facilities, they've got to be trained and have equipment to calibrate these cameras and stuff that are in these vehicles nowadays. So the lane assist, the collision detection, you know, all this stuff, they have to be able to calibrate this stuff. So they've got to be certified and have the correct equipment in order to do that. Because otherwise, you know, they replace it and they don't calibrate it. There's going to be a, you know, an error on their dashboard saying, you know, service vehicle soon or service vehicle now, or there's going to be, you know, something wrong and their lane assist or their collision detection isn't going to work properly, and there's going to be issues. So, you know, nowadays to replace a windshield isn't just, you know, take the old windshield out, scrape everything down, put the glue in, and pop in a new windshield. There's many more steps nowadays in order to do that, and you've got to be more technically involved as far as replacing a windshield. So, yeah, that's, and then another thing is you know, some of these vehicles, they've got, like I've got a client that's got a 2020 or 2021 Jeep Wrangler. And the OEM glass now, they have the little, it's in the corner, there's a Jeep like going up a hill, you know, inside the glass. There's like a little, you know, there's a little silhouette of a Jeep going up a hill. So, of course, you know, when you replace that, you want to have the OEM glass. So you have that little silhouette of that Jeep in that glass, you know, so, of course, with stuff like that, you want to have the OEM glass. Of course, OEM glass is going to cost you more. So there are things like that to consider as well. Now, of course, depending on your vehicle, I mean, I've got an older vehicle. I've got a 2004 Chevy Avalanche, which to replace that glass probably cost me $400 or $500 because the technology just isn't there. I mean, I don't even have an antenna in it. I've got a regular aerial antenna. I mean, there's not an antenna in the glass anymore. You know, it was like a year or two before they put an antenna inside the glass. So I've really, it's just a straight piece of glass that would need to go in there. But yeah, the cost for other than collision and comprehensive coverage is varied based on the glass or based on the vehicle and the deductible chosen. New vehicles today, it's going to be much more expensive for comprehensive because of the cost of the parts to replace or repair on the vehicle, for sure. So you definitely want to talk to your hometown insurance agent if you need that coverage. Talk about what the various deductibles would be. And for sure, talk about a glass waiver. You know, maybe you want to look at getting a $500 deductible with a glass waiver so that in case you do have a broken windshield or broken back glass or broken side glass, you won't have to pay that $500 deductible. You only pay, you know, you won't have to pay anything for the glass. But if you've got a animal collision or, you know, somebody keys it or sets it on fire or whatever, then you've got a $500 deductible to deal with. So talk to your hometown agent for different options. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to speak to you and help you figure out what's going to be best for you. Now, I did find this article for tips to help you avoid an animal collision. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle link to page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. In the upper right, if you happen to be listening out later on, just type in other than collision coverage and it'll bring you to your to the blog post associated with today's podcast. First tip is pay attention. Although most deer collisions occur between the months of October and December, they can happen at other times of the year as well, most likely between the hours of dusk and dawn, so like 6 p.m. to about 6 a.m. So definitely, you know, after dark is when those will happen. So definitely pay attention if you're going out after dark. Check the sides of the road. Just be more careful when you're out on the road, especially if you're going to be out in the country. Obviously, if you're in the city, that's not really going to be a problem. But definitely if you're going to be out in the rural areas, if you're going to be farther away from town, definitely pay more attention. High beams, using your high beams can lighten up the sides of the road so you can notice movement. And using the high beams can also scatter the animals away from the road. So that can help as well. So that can help you as well. And the last one I want to share with you is ditch the whistle. Deer whistles don't work. Save your money. There's a couple of other tips in that article, but I do want you to go to read the full article. And again, Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, load them in the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. And if you're listening later on, upper right, just type in Other Than Collision Coverage. It'll bring you to the blog post for today's podcast with links to all of the articles that I referenced today. Well, again, talk to your hometown insurance agent about the Other Than Collision Coverage for your vehicle and whether or not it would be worth it for you. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. I gave you the 1-800 number for both of them. That's okay. Visit us on the web. Our web address is for anything from laptops, desktops, smartphone, or tablet, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can send us an email as well, mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's going to do for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. Hope you have a wonderful week. Hope you have a safe week. And I really hope it warms up here in West Michigan and where you live. Until next time, take care.